Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yes, that line forms on the right, babe. Not that Maggie's. Back in time.
I'm feeling that great about the singing lately.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How we doing on this Monday morning? McMonagle here with you on The Fan. Got you for 3 hours. We take you to 5 o'clock and the warm-up show, 888-808-1019. We got Fleegs on the other side. And we're supposed to be talking about football. Supposed to be talking about these two lousy football teams who do what they do. And maybe we'll get to it. As the Giants lose in Detroit, the Jets lose to Baltimore. Lose, lose, lose. That's what they do. But something happened today that changed the course of the show. And something that's more relevant to a team that actually has a chance of doing something this year. The New York Mets, as they trade away the longest tenured Met. A Met that I think the fan base loves. And a Met that clearly, and this is the first takeaway, this trade is distinctly for one reason, to get rid of Brandon Nimmo. That's what this trade is about. This trade is about getting Brandon Nimmo off the team. Marcus Semien in return, a straight up swap for the Texas Ranger second baseman, who is clearly declining offensively. The last 2 years of his career here, he's had an OPS below 700. Offensively declining. The Mets got worse offensively right now. In fact, I would venture to say the Mets got worse today. There is no doubt about it. I think the Mets currently today are a worse baseball team than they were before this trade. And I do think that's worth pointing out before we get to everything on why this trade was made. Because the idea, the amount of people who told me I can't look at the trade for the trade is kind of bothering me. Because I understand why the trade was made, and we'll get to all the different elements of it. And in many ways, it opens them up to a lot more possibilities. And I've been open about the idea of changing the core of this team. I've mentioned it. I've talked about the idea of moving on from Brandon Nimmo if you could find a trade partner for his contract. Talked about it. Was willing to do it. Talked about how I wouldn't be surprised if they don't bring back Pete after this contract. I feel differently. But I wouldn't be surprised, after this trade rather, I wouldn't be surprised if they move on from Pete. Something's got to change because this team in this core has not got the job done most of the time. The outlier is 2 years ago when they went to the NLCS. Outside of that, this team fails. Plain and simple, this group has failed. And I'm open to changing things. And this clearly is the beginning of that. And yes, we're going to get to all the different elements of what this trade could mean. But I'm never that thrilled. Like, this is a weird trade in a bunch of different reasons. Mainly because it is just a first of a series of moves that we are going to then define the offseason by. Like, there are trades and moves that are the first piece. There are trades and moves that are on stand alone on themselves on why they make the team better. This one is clearly the beginning of a process that will then lead us to the end of the offseason, and then we can determine how we feel about it. Like, this trade on itself, I don't think helps the Mets. I really don't. I don't love Trevor. I don't love Simeon, I'll be honest, Trevor Simeon. I don't love Marcus Simeon, I'll be honest with you. He's a declining player for a team that is full of them. He's 2.5 years older than Brandon Nimmo. He's making more money than Brandon Nimmo. So yeah, they save all this money. They save this money 4 years from now. 4 and 5 years from now, we're talking about saving money. Right now, this adds to the payroll. He's a declining offensive player, worse than Nimmo, in my mind. And I think by any metric you want to grade it by, any stat you want to grade it by, it's worse. This is a move distinctly for what comes next. And when that's the case, it's hard to rant and rave about how great it was or how bad it was when we don't know what's coming next. And let's talk about what's coming next here, because clearly this was about shedding a player who they no longer deem as, let's be honest, useful. Someone who's clearly declining defensively, and he has declined. He was signed, when this contract was signed in 22 and given this long-term contract, he was the center fielder. That has been out of the question now the last 2 years. He is the left fielder. He is bad defensively in left field. He has lost the step. His arm is terrible. They clearly had an issue here. And I wasn't sure what they were going to be willing to get for Brandon Nimmo, and they got another bad contract. That's what they were able to get for him. And they improved defensively, no doubt about that. Simeon is a tremendous defensive second baseman. And it opens them up to add an outfielder. But there are some things I don't get necessarily. Like, to me, this is about, first and foremost, the idea that Brandon Nimmo was no longer a useful player to them. When you look at the landscape of this team and whether or not they bring back Pete, which now I think that makes a lot more sense to me, you are going to see a declining outfielder who was going to have to play DH at times, or, you know, they talked about run prevention a million times as soon as the season was over, and this clearly works in that element. But there's a lot of different things to this right now. Like, everyone immediately pivots to the idea that they're going to go sign Bellinger and Tucker, or one of the two. They're clearly going to add an outfielder. That's without question. But to me, we were talking about Bellinger before this move. I don't know how much more this makes it likely to go sign Bellinger, other than it makes it more obvious they need an outfielder. But you could have played Bellinger at center field. We talked about how Bellinger fit this team before this trade. All you've done in the short term over the next 3 years is add payroll to the team. I know down the line, but again, you have the richest owner in baseball. I don't necessarily look at everything for 4 years from now. In the short term, you've added payroll. You still had an opening in center field to play Bellinger. He can play center field and first base if you do the Pete Alonso addition to it. Like, I don't know why this all of a sudden opens it up to the idea, oh, well, now they're going to get this guy, and they're going to get Bellinger, and they're going to get Tucker, or one of the two. Those were on the table to start. Well, I mean, at least Bellinger was. You could add an outfield of Brandon Nimmo, Bellinger, and Soto. It's not the greatest of outfields, but it's a better offensive team than it is with Simeon and Bellinger. So, like, I don't think this is about Bellinger. I don't think this is about, oh, now all of a sudden that makes it a clear-cut option to go get one of these two outfielders who are going to cost whatever they're going to cost, and now they fit the team better. Maybe Tucker, but are the Mets going to go there? I think Bellinger fit the team to begin with before this. I think this is distinctly about getting off Brandon Nimmo, and about bringing back Pete Alonso. I think those are the two. When you look at it, you know Pete wants more than 5 years. I don't think he's going to get more than 5 years. But you look, you're going to add a player who's weaker defensively. You've just upgraded at second base to make life easier for him, right? You've added an excellent defensive second baseman. You still have Beatty, who can play third base pretty damn well. And you know Lindor, although having a subpar, at least for him, defensive year at shortstop, you know he's still an excellent defensive shortstop. So now, if you're going to bring in and bring back Pete Alonso, who's a weak defensive first baseman, and I know he's good at scooping, and I know you watched him last year. I'm sorry. At the beginning of the year, I was praising his defense. You saw what happened towards the end of last year. His arm has gotten worse. His range has gotten worse. Even the stuff, his glove and the scooping, to me, took a downward trajectory in the second half of last year. He's not the worst defensive first baseman I've ever seen, but it ain't getting better, and it's not that good to start with. So if you're going to bring back Pete because the fan base demands it, because the owner wants it, and you know you're going to have to give him at least 5 years, the idea that that money comes off the books for Nimmo at the end of this contract, and now for Semien at the end of this contract, it makes it more palatable to keep Pete Alonso. You're better defensively on the infield, which makes it easier to bring in a defensive liability at first. The back end of the contract now is a little bit more palatable, knowing that you got the $20 million of Nimmo off the books in 4 years. So the last 2 years of that Alonso contract, you don't have two guys who probably have to play DH and are making bad money for the end of the contract, because we know even Pete's contract is not going to be great in the last 2 years. Almost every free agent contract that is signed in Major League Baseball, you know, the last 2 years are up in the air.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And I don't think this necessarily makes them suddenly some big-time player for an outfielder when I felt they were that anyway. So to me, this is about this team and this general manager who wants to make it his. Who came here, he's had a roster built by others, and he's slowly but surely changing the team to his vision. He talked about defensive and run prevention. as soon as the season ended. There was a liability in left field. They're probably going to bring in a liability at first base. Things needed to change. And the only way to get rid of Nimmo, and they probably felt like it's now or never, right? You could say, why wait? Why not wait? Let's see what this year. He's still going to be valuable this year. If he has a decent year, you can move him next year. I think the fear is within a year or two, he becomes such a liability. This was hard enough to move him. And you had to take back a bad contract in Semien just to get it done. You wait another year, you're talking about a real depreciating asset who might not be able to play left field anymore, might be a strictly full-time DH, and you've got another 4 years on the contract at 20 per. I think the Mets felt like he was probably immovable after this year. And that's why it happened now for two reasons. One, they probably said yes to the first team willing to do it. And we'll get to the idea that Nimmo had to sign off and accept the trade deadline, accept the and move his no trade and say goodbye to the Mets, a team that he desperately loved playing for and wanted to stay with. We'll get to that side, the fan side, after later in the show at 888-808-1019. But the first team that was willing to move him, the first opportunity you got to improve defensively at any position, which I don't necessarily deem second base. I know it's up the middle. It's the fourth of the up-the-middle defensive positions. You don't love playing the idea the Mets now have a 35-year-old defensive first, second baseman making $26 million. That's not ideal. I don't care what anybody says. You have to put that in a prism of what comes next to even make that palatable. Like, that is not, that does not scream to me massive improvements, especially when you had options at second base. Like, you have a bunch of young kids, right? You're not sure what to do with Vientos, not that he would be a second baseman, but Beatty could play second base, not as well as Vientos, but he could play second base if you were to bring in a third baseman. You got Jet Williams now, who has been, you know, there's really nothing else for him to do in AAA. Yes, he can play outfield, but he's pretty much an infielder. You got Acuna. You got a bunch of these players that you've been, like, sitting on that have an option at second base. You could have easily improved defense for a lot cheaper, kept Nimmo, saved money, and done different things. They wanted Nimmo gone. Plain and simple. This is about the Mets desperately wanting to move on from Brandon Nimmo, and the first team that was willing to do it, and they were able to get two less years on a contract, they were able to improve defensively anywhere, and it opened up the idea to making Pete Alonso more palatable, and the owner probably has told Stearns that he wants to bring back Pete. This, without question, makes things a lot easier to bring back Pete and still improve defensively and do what you want in the outfield and different things. There's no doubt about it. But that's got to happen. Like, I'm interested to see where this goes. But they've added payroll. They still have to bring back their closer. They still have to impact the starting rotation. Now they have to bring in an outfielder. Are they going to do that all with high? Are they going to pay this closer all the money? Are they going to go out and add payroll through the starting rotation? And they need probably more than one pitcher. They've got to bring in an outfielder. They've added now $6 million to this year's payroll and next year's payroll. Like, I think it's interesting. On the surface, I don't love it. I don't love this trade in a vacuum. It's not made in a vacuum. It's the first of a process of what will become the offseason. So right now, like, to me, we're in a holding pattern to see what the Mets do next. They need to add an outfielder. They have to retain their closer. Are they going to bring back Pete? This deal makes me think they are. What's the market for Pete and how many years are you going to have to give him? I doubt it's more than five, but even if it's five, now you're bringing in a player who you're looking to make the DH. What else does it open up to? Bellinger was always on the table for me. You still don't have a center fielder. Now you have two outfield spots you need to fill. So to me, this trade, I don't think it's unreasonable to take a look at this trade on the surface of what it is today. And on the surface of what it is today, I don't love it. I don't think the Mets got better. I think the Mets are worse offensively. And I think they had other options at second base to get better defensively than a 35-year-old player making $26 million who hasn't had a good year in 3 years or in 2 years. And has and last year had an OPS of 669. But as the first of many, it obviously clears the space in left field. It gets rid of the last 2 years of what was a bad contract for Nimmo. It gets rid of a player they no longer valued, and it opens them up to do a bunch of different things. But they have to go do it. So let's see what the Mets do from here. It is clearly the first move of the game of chess that Stearns and Cohen are playing. The first move. And then you get to the idea that it's Brandon Nimmo. He's the longest tenured Met. They traded away a fan favorite, a guy who's been here, a guy who wanted to be part of this team, a guy who took the weekend. Apparently he was notified on Friday that they asked him to move his no-trade clause, and it took till today before he finally did it. A guy who wanted to be here, a guy who's been a very good player for the New York Mets, and a guy that, honestly, to me, is better than the player they brought in. And I do think it's fair to view a trade by talent in, talent out. I do think that's fair. So this is an interesting one for me because it's hard to like right now, but we all know what's coming. And it depends on what they do from there. But I don't think it means that you're going to go see the high-priced outfielders necessarily. It could, but I thought that was on the table to begin with. I think it's more likely they sign Pete Alonso, but I thought that was on the table to begin with. It opens them up to possibly move a lot of the pieces and the logjam that was at second base. I think Jet Williams now becomes absolutely part of a deal you could move for a starting pitcher, whether it be Schuble or some other starting pitcher. But now the Mets have two outfield holes. They have a 35-year-old guy making more money than Nimmo playing second base and who's excellent defensively, but his best years offensively are far behind him. And what's next is going to judge how we feel about this trade. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. So you tell me, Met fans, how are you feeling? I get the feeling overall is pretty positive. I still think there's tremendous faith in this general manager, and I think there should be. Last year was disappointing, and there were moves that really, you know, Frankie Montas and others that didn't impact this team very well, and they had a miserable season even after adding Juan Soto. But I do think Stearns is a smart executive, and I do think there's reason to believe his process. I think everyone still believes in the owner and his willingness to go spend money and do whatever it takes to build the best roster. So I think we're going to find that most Met fans are behind this deal. But it gets rid of a player you love, the longest tenured Met. It changes the core of this team in many ways. I think McNeil is almost certainly gone. Like, a lot of the things that we're going to talk about happening, I still think many of them could have been on the table either way. It does make things easier. It does make the team more viable in 4 years. I don't think there's any question that in 4 years from now, this team, once Simeon's contract is done, you're going to be able to, you know, that $20 million from Nimmo, who at that time, I'm with everybody who thinks who knows what kind of player he would be by then. We've seen a steady trajectory of declining physical attributes from Brandon Nimmo. There's no doubt about that. So without question, this impacts any long-term contract they want to sign and where the Mets will be in 4 years. But what are they next year? What are they this coming season? And are they going to be better? And what can Simeon give them? How much better defensively does it make them? And that's obviously the main point other than moving on from Brandon Nimmo. Do they bring back Pete? Do they play a prospect like Carson Vengeance in the outfield now? Or do they go add a Bellinger or go add a Tucker or go make a trade for another outfielder? We can go through the options at 888-808-1019. This is a fascinating trade because it's the first of many, and you can't judge it until the entire offseason is done. There are some trades that immediately you make a trade, makes an impact on the team, and you can decide exactly how you want to feel about it. This is so obvious, especially being done this early. Not shopping Nimmo around, not trying to see what the best deal for him could be. Like, they did this thing immediately because it's setting up for the rest of the offseason, and it shows the desperation to move on from Brandon Nimmo. This was not a Stearns guy, and the second he could get rid of him, he did. 888-808-1019. So we'll go through all the different ramifications of this trade. It's a big one. We'll get to the football at some point, probably. The Giants, look, we'll get to it. It's not as bad a day as you think. They didn't get their third win in Week 12. Oh, man. Shucks. A couple of fourth down decisions from both teams are very prevalent in the conversation, so we can get to that. But we got two lousy football teams, but we got a baseball offseason just getting underway. There hasn't been much done. There's been one major signing and now one major trade as Brandon Nimmo has been shipped to the Texas Rangers. We'll talk it and break it down with you all morning long as we take it at 5 o'clock.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This city lives and breathes sports. WFAN is where Yankees fans argue with Mets fans and Giants fans debate Jets fans. Live, loud, and daily. The Fan, 101.9 FM and always streaming on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps.
Hey, I'm just happy that we got the baseball going. And I don't have to open the show talking about the Giants. And I can sense it now. Even Fleegs has given me a little bit. I know I'm the Yankee fan crapping on the Mets. I'm not crapping on this trade. I think this is an interesting trade. And I'm fascinated to see where it goes. But it's hard for me to sit here and tell you I love it without seeing the corresponding moves. So let's see the corresponding moves. If they make the right... And again, to me, this is about Pete Alonso. I think this is all about making it pass. If you ask me, they didn't like Nimmo. Stearns doesn't like Nimmo. Doesn't play good defense anymore. Has really declined in that department. Even offensively last year. like better than Simeon without question, younger than Simeon, but you know, wasn't great with runners in scoring position, as the whole team wasn't, but and had real stretches of poor play, and then he had weeks and months of playing excellent baseball. And being a, you know, the right there cog right in the middle of the lineup when they moved him up to second, right? Right after that, he kind of took off for a while. I think he is a interesting player that I had no problem moving. I thought the core had to be broken up. Again, I am not opposed to this trade. I don't think it's a bad trade. I think, you know, and I know, you know, the sports radio host in me thinks I got to come on and turn on the mic and say it's fantastic or it's awful. Like, that's what we do here, but... Like, it's a wait and see on what this trade is. That's how I feel about it. And I don't think it's unreasonable to at least take a second and look at it in a vacuum just for a second. And in a vacuum, I don't love it. Just one for one, are they better today or worse today? I think they're worse today. It put them in a position, at least in their minds, and I think it's fair, and I do agree with it, it puts them in a position where getting better has now become easier. I think that's fair. Now, they got to go do it, and I'm curious to see how they're going to go do it. But to me, the immediate scream to Bellinger or Tucker isn't necessarily how I see it. One, because I thought we were talking about Bellinger already. Like, he could have played center field for the Mets. Like, Bellinger was a guy... I did a whole thing on how the Yankees can't allow Bellinger to sign with the Mets. I've always considered them in play for Bellinger. So I don't know how much more this makes it likely to go get Bellinger. Now you need two outfielders. They got to bring in at least an outfielder here and see what they do in center. If they want to play Taylor, if they want to give Benja an actual chance to be your starting center fielder. I think this is about Pete. I think you couldn't have both Nimmo and Pete on this team, at least in their minds. You could be looking at needing to DH Nimmo and Pete by next year in significant amounts. And you've got now long-term deals to two players like that who are bad defensively and just don't fit the kind of player that Stearns wants. So when I look at this deal, and the more I was thinking about it, like, because I even tweeted out my initial reaction to don't love it, love the player for player swap. Then we all understood that it's a process. Even then, I was like, I guess it opens them up for Bellinger and Tucker. But like, the more I think about it, that was already on the table. This is more about probably being comfortable giving that fifth year to Pete. I think that's what this is probably mostly about. That Stearns has been told, we're signing Pete. We're going to figure it out. And Stearns was like, well, if we're going to do that, I can't have Nimmo on this team. And was probably looking to move Nimmo anyway. And the first chance he got, and again, you also had to find a place that he was willing to go take the no trade clause to go play. Like, apparently he talked to his buddy DeGrom. It is a little bit further west. He's from the west. A lot of his thought process is probably similar to Jacob DeGrom, and we all thought Jacob DeGrom wanted out of New York. I don't think Nimmo wanted out of New York, but I think the lifestyle in Texas is something that appeals to him, plus no state income tax, so he's making more money now. So you had to find a place he was willing to go. You had to find a team willing to take on his contract, and you had to improve yourself defensively. So they checked all the boxes for what they needed to move him, and this is about improving defensively and making the infield better defensively to allow Pete Alonso to fit in better, to be able to pay him longer than you wanted, to make that all more palatable. To me, if they don't sign Pete now, I'm very confused. This is almost, to me, a lock. Pete Alonso's coming back. 888-808-1019. And I think any Met fan, even if you are mad at this trade, that apparently Mike is, we're going to take in a second. Even if you are mad at this trade, if it ensures bringing back Pete Alonso, it's a little bit less of a pill to swallow, knowing that this is what made Pete Alonso possible. I think if you'd rather have Pete or Nimmo, I don't think there's a question. You'd rather have Pete Alonso. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Mike in Union Beach. What's up, Mike?
No, I think it's crazy. The trade part about it, I get it. Like, I think it's $20 million that they solidify on there.
That they're saving 4 years from now.
Right. No. I totally get it in that part. But I think they're trying to, like, change the whole which I do. I want them to change the whole network of the team. But I think that going in that way, I don't think it's the right way of – what are we getting, Simeon? $28 million per –
26.
Is it 26? All right. So I'm off by $2 million.
That's all right. Yeah, I got you. He's making more money. You've added $6 million to the payroll this year.
Right, 100%. But what I'm trying to say is I think the biggest thing I think is Lindor is the one that's doing that. And I said to my brother a couple of years ago, is Lindor is the one that's running this team right now. And he did great. He did good. But now he's going to wash out everything. Because I don't think we're going to get – I don't think Pete's going to – I think Pete's gone too.
Do you think Lindor's gone?
No. I don't think.
You think Lindor's running the team? Oh, Pete's gone too?
I think Pete's gone too.
Yeah, I don't understand how this could. I don't know how you could view this and then say Pete's gone too. I just don't. Unless you're going to say this is just the beginning of David Stearns doing everything he can to jettison the core of this team that he didn't build. Like, unless you really believe David Stearns is viewing this through the lens of some sort of evil genius that doesn't believe in what the predecessor has done and doesn't want any players that aren't his, and he's trying desperately to just cleanse the team of anything prior to his takeover, and he's going to go about building this entire team in his image. Like, this is about being able to sign that kind of contract. That's what this is about to me. I mean, you could have played Nimmo in left and Bellinger in center. Like, that could have been, like, that up until this trade, that was what people thought was going to happen. Anybody who thought the Mets were in on Bellinger, which is a lot of people, there was reports all over the place. If the Mets were in on Bellinger, it was Bellinger in center and Nimmo in left. There was no guarantee they were going to be able to find a trade partner. This is about keeping Pete for me. That's what this is about. And that's, like, I don't know why. And Lindor is, what? That's the third call. Like, I was listening to Lori coming in, and I heard someone say that Lindor needs to go. He's not a good captain. You know, last year he wasn't very good. And now I heard multiple calls about Lindor not being good and should be gone. And now I'm hearing he's running the whole organization and dictating to David Stearns what needs to happen. Now, I know, as a Yankee fan, Aaron Judge definitely has some sort of say in what happens. I don't think it's dictating, necessarily, but I think things are run by him. I think his opinion is listened to, respected, and taken account for. And so maybe there is an element of Lindor, who I don't think has the same pull as Aaron Judge does in this organization as Aaron Judge does in the Yankee organization. But is there some sort of, like, run it by Lindor, or Lindor, they asked Lindor's opinion, I guess, but Lindor didn't knock on David Stern's office and say, trade Nimmo or I'm out of here. Like, what? That's ridiculous. That's just fiction. It's fantasy. This isn't about Lindor. It really isn't. This is not about Lindor at all. I don't think Lindor has anything to do with this. And I don't think the narrative that Brandon Nimmo was a problem in the room is an issue either. I really don't think that's it. This is about a player who was no longer viewed as a viable outfielder. Like, I think that's it. Defensively, and they talked about improving defensively, They did not think he could play left field every day. He's had the foot issue for a couple years. It's impacted him offensively, but it's like damn near, you know, ended his defensive career. He's been terrible in the outfield in the last 2 years after really improving himself. I remember talking a lot about how impressed I was with Nimmo's ability to play center field and how hard he's worked to turn himself into a good center fielder. That's a long time ago now. And last year, he was bad defensively. There's no doubt about it, he was. And if you're going to look at the shape of this roster moving forward for the next couple years, Nimmo is a guy who's going to have to DH, or you're going to just be bad in left field. And that's not the kind of thing that this general manager wants to do. He wants to get younger, and I know they didn't get younger with this trade. They got older with it. But his defensive metrics, there's no doubt, he has not lost a beat defensively. Simeon is an excellent defensive second baseman. He is going to improve that defensive infield. It is now an interesting dynamic with all the different players that they have, the young kids all in the infield. Jet Williams can play the outfield, but he's played traditionally mostly short and mostly infield. Do they now look to move those pieces? Because you've got Simeon as your starting second baseman for the next 3 seasons? Like, it's fascinating. It's fascinating. I think this is pretty much about Pete Alonso. Now you can tolerate a poor defensive first baseman with a better defensive second baseman, and the idea you're going to improve your defensive in left field, and you're making the idea that there's only going to be one bad aging defensive player under contract in 4 and 5 years from now. Like, I think that's what it's about. It's about making Pete more palatable because Stearns has been told he's signing Pete. I think that's what this trade is about. Pete Alonso's coming back. You're bringing back a poor defensive first baseman who's going to need to DH a lot. You're going to have to give him 4 or 5 years because the owner has told you you're getting him, and that might be where the market dictates, 4 or 5 years minimum. Brendan Nimmo is a bad defensive left fielder. You don't want two of those players on your team. You're also changing the core a lot of it by moving Nimmo, the longest tenured Met. And you're eliminating that $20 million of pretty much dead money in the fourth and fifth year of the new Pete Alonso contract by getting rid of Brendan Nimmo. Like, that's what this is about to me. This is about making sure Pete Alonso fits on this team. And Nimmo and Alonso made them bad defensively. It made DH a logjam. And it made, in 29 and 30, what Stearns probably deems as two bad contracts for depreciating players. And now he's only got the one when he re-signs Pete. Kenny in Queens. What's up, Kenny?
Hey, C-Mac. How are you?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Good question.
Yeah.
I'm good. I'm not, you know, upset to see Nimmo leave, but with his no trade clause and him still agreeing to a trade, and he loves the Mets, obviously, maybe it shows the dysfunction in that clubhouse. Mm-hmm. Maybe something's just not right there. Because for him to agree to leave, kind of strange. I love playing here.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's that strange. I mean, there's the different angle, and we'll get to that in a little bit, but I guess I can get to it now. I mean, if you love an organization and you are, you know, giving everything you've wanted to get, you tried your hardest, you've done everything you can, you've played through injuries, you've been here forever. There's even some rumors that he's on, you know, Adam Ottavino did a podcast and talked about how, you know, reading tea leaves, he said he doesn't know for sure, but reading the tea leaves, he doesn't think that he loves the idea of kind of Lindor being the next captain because he's been here forever. He got after, he was the one talking about wanting to be the best team in New York. He was the one who Adam Ottavino said, went to Andy Martino and was complaining that on the Yankee-Met team, that if you combine them, he had Verdugo in left field over him. Like, this is a guy who's taken the Met thing seriously, being in New York seriously, being a long-term Met seriously, probably wanted to be the captain and hated the idea that everybody figured it would be Lindor. And then they come to you and say, yeah, we don't want you to be here anymore. Would you take a trade? Like, it's disheartening. Like, I mean, it sucks. You know, the team comes to you and says, we don't want you. I mean, how would you feel if it's not easy. And plus, he's going to go play with his buddy. He's going to go make more money. Like, the team doesn't want him. I don't think it's that hard to for him to waive the trade clause, to waive the no trade clause. They don't want him here.
But he's not that good anymore. He's definitely not good in the outfield.
Right.
But
what does that have to do
with
it?
Why have a no trade clause? What does that have to do with it? I mean,
you have a no trade clause, so you won't go, because I don't know, maybe, like, if they wanted, maybe he wouldn't go to.
I got you.
I'm saying, maybe that's the fact that it's DeGrom, the fact that he's going to make more money in Texas, the fact that Texas wants to play him every day because they just got rid of outfielders. And I do want to make a point of Adolis Garcia. I said it on Saturday. I'm probably going to say it all week long. Tell me again, there's no such thing as a crapshoot. When a player like Adolis Garcia goes off for a postseason, absolutely a terror, can't get him out, helps the Texas Rangers win one of the most fluky wide receivers. My God, World Series. What am I talking about? I need sleep on Sundays. It is a disaster. But the guy was an absolute beast. The Texas Rangers won one of the more fluky World Series you've ever seen. And since then, he hasn't hit a lick, and they just cut him. But no, there's no flukiness in the postseason baseball. It's all just, you know, best teams win. Whatever you say. Anyway, they just got rid of all these outfielders and all these players. They're going to play Nimmo. He's going to a place where he has a former teammate that he was really good friends with. He's making more. You have a no-trade clause in case they want to send you to Siberia. Like, I don't know. Like, what if they wanted to trade him to the Pittsburgh Pirates and he had no interest in going to Pittsburgh? Or what if they wanted to trade him out to L.A. where he's going to make less money with the taxes and he has nobody there and the Angels are freaking terrible for forever? Like, I don't know. Right? Evan talked about someone sent him a tip that there was a possible Nimmo for Trout trade. Maybe he doesn't want to go to the Angels, so he has a no-trade clause. I think he found a unique spot in Texas that worked for him. And I think mainly the team that he has done everything in his mind to try and help win, a team that he gave him a chance, he has fought for, he has wanted to stay desperately, you know, has been public about wanting to be the best team in New York, wants to be the captain, like, loves this place, and they go, yeah, listen, we're desperate to move you. We're going to take on an older player who's been worse than you, so can you please go? Like, these players have egos. Scott and Bayshore, what's up, Scott?
How we doing?
Good. How are you, buddy?
Not bad. This trade makes no sense.
Okay. Explain it to me.
I mean, we're adding money.
Yes, this year.
And we're losing production.
Yes, you are.
The numbers make no sense. You know, we're adding a second baseman. We have McNeil, whose numbers, he had 3 less home runs and 8 less RBIs. And plays outfield as well.
Yeah, I'm done with Jeff McNeil. This is an upgrade.
But it's not even that. It's not an upgrade, though, because you lost Nimmo. Nimmo, I understand he was on his way out, but we signed Taylor again to center field for $3.8 million to be a scrub. Okay? You just lost 25 home runs and 92 RBIs. You replaced it with 15 home runs and 62 to play second base in the Gold Glove. We didn't lose this season on defense. We need pitching, and we needed to hit better.
Mm-hmm.
So bringing in Semien is a useless trade unless it goes, we do something else, which I agree.
Yeah.
I get we're going to do something else, but I hope so. Otherwise, it makes no damn sense.
You're 100% right, and that's what I said in the open of the show. The trade in a vacuum is not a good one. I don't disagree with you. I don't love the swap player for player. I don't think they're better today than they were yesterday. I think they're worse. I don't disagree with that. But to say it makes no sense is, again, this is my whole point on this trade, because we're going to go back and forth, and it's probably going to be for today, tomorrow. This isn't going to go anywhere, because every move is going to be like he's the longest tenured Met. He had a pretty good year. He's had a good career with the New York Mets. He signed a long-term contract, and they just traded a lesser player for him, an older player. Like they traded a older player who's currently making more money and who has over the last 2 years been a far lesser offensive player. That is an interesting trade, and I understand what it sets up, but on the surface, it's not a good trade just in a vacuum on its own. It isn't. I think that's fair. I agree with you. But you can't say it doesn't make sense right now because we don't know how it's going to play out. And that's what's frustrating about it, because I don't love this trade right now, but we know it sets up other things. They got rid of Nimmo. They've gotten rid of him defensively in the outfield. They've upgraded their infield. It makes it easier to bring in Pete. It makes them, with Pete Alonso, this makes Pete Alonso a better player. It makes Pete Alonso a better player having a Gold Glove caliber second baseman next to him who can get the balls he can't get to. So it makes Pete a little bit better defensively, which is important because you're going to pay him money. It also makes the back end of Pete Alonso's contract more palatable because you're getting rid of the $20 million from Nimmo in the last 2 years of the deal. You would assume five is the most, right? Let's just assume for a minute Pete signs a five-year deal, right? I doubt it's more than that. If you had to ask me if it's more likely that it's a four-year deal or a six-year deal, I would say four, because I just don't think the Mets want to give him six. Let's just assume it's a five-year deal. That's what Nimmo had left on his contract. So, and Simeon's only three. So the last 2 years of Pete Alonso's deal, right now, you could argue, is $20 million less, right? You're saving $20 million on that payroll 2 years from now. And I get it. It's 2 years from now. You have the richest owner in the sport, and you're making decisions based on contracts in 29 and 30. Right? I don't expect everyone to love that. I get that. It's not ideal. And they're bringing in a lesser player. I agree. The offense is worse today. The defense is better, but the offense is worse, and they're older and more expensive. So I get what you're saying, but you can't go to as far as to say doesn't make sense, because it's November 24th. Pitchers and catchers don't report to the middle of February. Like, you have an entire offseason to have it make sense, and make no mistake about it, there is a way and a game plan here where it makes sense. You have to see how this plays out. It's one of those trades because of the player who it is, because of how much he means to the fan base, because of the upgrade offensively he is comparative to the player they just got back in return. Like, I've heard some people say that, you know, he's a better player, or I think Sal said that. BT tweeted out something about the underlying metrics and the hard hit rate and everything. I get it, and I'm a proponent of those numbers. Those are significant numbers that teams make decisions on, and they're legitimate things to look at. Just look at the production over the last 2 years. Like, Nimmo's the better offensive player. There's no doubt about it. He's the better offensive player. He's 2 years younger. I don't think they got better today. And that's what makes this so damn interesting. Because it's a classic take a step back to take two steps forward. That's the thought of David Stearns and the Mets today. It's take a step back, because I'm in a better position to then take two steps forward. Now, they got to go take those two steps, though, before I rave about how wonderful it was. Like, before I scream and yell about how great this trade was, and it opens up this, and it opens up that, and it opens up this, and it opens up that, you got to go take advantage of those things opening them up. Like, I don't know where this owner is right now. I don't know where he's on payroll. It's hard, like, we assume, but... I saw Bill Madden, and again, his Twitter is such a weird Twitter handle that I'm always not sure if it's Bill Madden, and I'm not saying he's the most connected guy in the world necessarily, but Bill Madden was talking about the idea that he's pretty confident that this owner doesn't want to spend a lot of money ahead of the new CBA. Like, that's how we feel about Steinbrenner. It's how we feel about, you know, a lot of owners here, that it's kind of in a holding pattern until we understand what the new financial ramifications are in Major League Baseball. So I don't know if he's going to go crazy and spend crazy. I don't know if this means Pete Bellinger, big-time starting ace starting pitcher. Like, I don't know how this owner's feeling right now. I don't. Is Kyle Tucker on the table? Is Bellinger on the table? Is Pete Plus on the table? I have no idea. He has the money to do so. But I don't like predicting the future. I don't like trying to predict the future. You have to see how this plays out. They have set themselves up to be a better defensive team. They have set themselves up to be willing to take on the Pete Alonso contract. They have now an opening in center field. You could see a young kid there. You could see a trade there. You could see a Bellinger there. Like, we don't know yet. This is a classic first move of several that are going to tell us the story of this Mets offseason. This isn't a Juan Soto trade. We're like, woof, they just brought in Juan Soto. Great trade, good trade. What was the value? How much did they give up? But they got Juan Soto. Or this won't be a Scooble trade where it's like, hey, how much did they give up? They got to re-sign him. Is he willing to an extension? Blah. He's the signature piece of the team moving forward. Like, this isn't that kind of deal. This is a deal where they got rid of a player they believe is falling off the table. They brought an older player who has kind of already fell off the table. It impacts them defensively, but it is the first of many moves that will dictate what this offseason looks like. Right now, it's hard. I wish I could pound the table and tell you I love it, I hate it. Today, right now, I don't love it. I understand what it sets them up for, and I'm open to the idea that I'll love the entire picture when it comes into frame. But right now, that's not the case. 888-808-1019. I apologize to Michael, who was hitting me up on... I kind of ran with your Lindor point and didn't get to your Pete Alonso point. If anyone can explain to me, if you want to call back, Mike, I don't normally do this, but you want to call back, Mike, fine. Explain to me how this means Pete Alonso's not coming back. Because if there's one thing I feel confident in predicting the future, if there's one thing I feel okay with speculating, is that this sets them up, obviously, in a better standing to bring back Pete. To me, this feels like this is very much about that specifically.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.